South by Southwest is known for the thousands of musicians who perform there, but it's also a conference on the music industry. There, bands, record labels, managers, journalists, and many more converge to talk about issues affecting the music world. And sometimes they try to answer big questions, like, do musicians still need record labels? In a time when musicians can record, produce, release, and publicize their own music outside of a recording studio and inside a studio apartment, the answer is complicated. Because in some instances, a band can do for itself what labels have traditionally done.
If a label were today to come up to you and offer you everything you've ever wanted in your career, would you sign to a label?
That's musician Ari Herstand, struggling to answer a question posed to him by the moderator of a panel discussion at South by Southwest. Herstand isn't signed to a label by choice.
I had seen so many of my favorite artists signed to labels and then get shelved, meaning they would never release their album or they would get dropped.
But doing it on your own is not simple or an easy job. Some artists who are looking to avoid a label but still want to reach beyond their own scope will assemble a team of people to work with them.
As a manager, I view it as my job to try and build up the team around a band such that we can have more options. We can bring in a great radio person or a press team, an agent.
That's Karen Kelleher, owner of Sister Management, a company that manages bands. She says signing to a label might not be for every band, or a band just might not be ready for it yet. But labels can still have something to offer.
There's never been a time when it's been easier for a musician to get their music out into the world. And yet that has also made it such that there's so much noise. Record labels can really still bring a lot of credibility and expertise in how to break through a very noisy market.
And that is a tough thing to do, especially if you've never done it before. Paul Dryden works for ATO Records and also sat on the panel. He says that labels have lots of experience creating a strategy and approach to outreach and connecting with fans, something everyone agrees is key. But Herstand maintains a grassroots approach.
All you need is just passionate supporters that want to help out. I had a street team when I started out who they would put a post around town, hand out flyers, but also get on all the social sites and rally up the troops to come to the shows.
While the issue is polarizing, Karen Kelleher says what it really boils down to is what an artist wants and realistically understanding the best way to get there.
More than anything, for an artist, it's incredibly important you come up with your artistic vision and your goals and make that known. And if having artistic credibility and a voice like that is important to you, defining that early and coming up with ideas of what kind of artist you want to be when you grow up are really important.
Sarah Ventry, KJZZ News, reporting from South by Southwest in Austin.